Blake McDonald, president of World Health. Blake, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
I'm excellent. Well, the one thing that most of our listeners have is a workplace. It's different from everybody else. Doesn't matter where you work, but everybody has a workplace. What is workplace wellness?
Yeah, so, well, it means a couple of things, Jason. So, you know, both employers and employees are becoming increasingly aware of the issues that can arise from the way we spend our 8 or 10 hours per day at work. In other words, there are things that occur at work every day that, if left unaddressed, can cause long-term implications for workers and financial consequences for employers. You know, and some of these things are things like sitting disease or stress, poor eating habits, and even poor work-life balance. So the concept of workplace wellness means that employers and employees must be aware of these issues, and they got to take measures to mitigate the effect of these things.
There's a thing called sitting disease.
There actually is. Sitting disease is a real thing. And so, you know, so sitting too long has actually been associated with all kinds of negative health concerns, obesity and metabolic syndrome. So, you know, your body actually burns less calories when you're sitting versus the act of standing, which actually seems to trigger a number of important processes related to the breakdown of fats and sugars and things like that in the body. Other things like increased blood sugars, increased blood pressure, excess body fat around the waist and abnormal cholesterol levels. Even things like cardiovascular disease and cancer get linked to it. And the worst thing is, and you know, normally you wouldn't hear a gym guy say this, but even a few hours in the gym a week, while it does help, it doesn't seem to completely offset this.
What? So even the people that are training need to do more now. So what qualifies? Are we talking like 4 hours sitting a day in an 8 hour workday? Like what's the parameter to start for somebody to be concerned about sitting disease?
Well, they actually have done studies where they've compared people that have spent, you know, 2 hours watching TV a day versus 4 hours of watching TV a day. And they see substantial effects even at those levels. If you're spending more than 2 hours a day sitting at a desk, you're susceptible to some of these things.
Now, what are some things then we can do in the workplace to address the concerns of sitting too long?
Well, and you know what? The responsibility ultimately needs to lie with the employee or the person themselves to recognize the risks and to do something about it. And so, you know, kind of put together three tips for people that, you know, are in this position to think about. The first is simply standing rather than sitting. And it's probably the biggest. Doing things like standing while you're talking on the phone or eating lunch. I'm standing right now doing this call. Try a standing desk or the new risers that allow you to work from a standing position. Even, you know, rather than meeting in a conference room, go for a walk or a lap around the building while you're chatting to your coworker. And if you work at home, you know, even positioning your workstation in front of a treadmill or just even, you know, any moderate activity like slow walking is better than sitting. The second tip is you'll plan your eating while you're work. Make sure you have access to healthy snacks and meals that'll allow you to eat every 3 or 4 hours. Any more than that, your body can go into starvation mode, and you know, basically the next time you eat, your body will want to store all of that food as fat because it doesn't know when you're going to give it food again. And then the third tip is really, you know, keeping schedules and work lists. This one sounds kind of funny, but the majority of workplace stress comes from worrying about what you might be missing. And so keeping great work lists and solid schedules helps allow people to confine their worries to the current activities instead of adding additional stress of the unknown.
Blake McDonald from World Health joins us. So now I understand from employee perspective, but then what about the employers? What can they do?
Well, you know, you're 100% right, Jason. In light of the knowledge about, you know, the effect of these things on employers are becoming increasingly motivated to work with specialized companies, and in a lot of cases it's gyms, to create, workplace wellness programs. And there's been all kinds of studies of the money that this actually saves companies. And so things like reduced absenteeism, increased productivity, improved morale and working relationships, decreased stress, employee retention. And in some cases, these programs are even help companies to attract new employees.
Okay. So now you said What would one of these programs then that they're making look like?
Well, I can tell you we've spent a ton of time lately at World Health putting programs like this together for, you know, a number of our corporate partners. And it's not just about selling memberships for us anymore. Well, you know, we have programs that are going to make it much more cost effective and convenient for employees to join and attend World Health. We also provide some of the following, you know, important features. So, you know, one thing is that's huge is education of employees through seminars and monthly information that we can get disseminated down to them, emails, things like that. If understanding risks and knowing what to do about them are the first steps in getting employees to make changes to their everyday routines. And we include this in our corporate wellness programs based on a, you know, schedule that's suitable for the employer. Another thing is coaching and consultations, which can be done a couple times per year at the employee's site or at our facilities. And oftentimes employers can track the results of these things and even financially incentivize employees to do something about the results they're seeing. The third thing, working with companies like Freshfit Foods to provide, you know, employees with healthy meals and snacks on site so they don't have to go off site and, you know, get unhealthy stuff or get, you know, buy chocolate bars or chips or things like that. And then the fourth thing is allowing time for exercise and even doing like on-site classes where instructors can come to the employer's place of work and expose staff that wouldn't maybe get exposed to exercise technique, while they're at work. So there's a number of things that those programs include, it is a growing trend with employers to be able to provide these types of services to their staff and make sure that they're healthy.
Now, is it realistic, though, to have people standing or not sitting for hours a day? Like we're talking, or is it 2 hours at a time?
Time is the biggest piece. So if you can actually find ways, you know, and there's a guy in our office, he's like clockwork. He gets up three times a day and goes for a quick walk around the parking lot. And he's gone for 5 or 10 minutes, picks up the mail, or he'll do this. But you know, it's just that getting up and getting moving. It allows you to be so much more productive. It's so healthy for you. And it just kind of starts to, it prevents your body from falling into that sort of sitting disease type scenario.
Interesting stuff. Has there been a lot of increase in people actually sitting less?
Well, you know what? We've actually started to encourage it at our workplace. You're starting to see, I think, a big trend in moving meetings to more open forum type rooms. So the world is kind of starting to move that way, Jason. But I think we've got a long ways to go, and I think it starts by just everyone being aware of it. It really does come down to the person to know. Listen, I know I gotta get up every couple hours or every hour and a half, and wherever I have an opportunity to stand at my desk versus sitting.
One last one for you, Blake. I got a lot of texts coming in. Jared wants to know, do you have the best way how to get into a routine for people with varying schedules?
Best way to get into a routine for...
people with varying schedules, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you're in the office some days and out of the office the others. It's tough. Like, you know, certainly when you might have a meeting that's going to last for 4 or 5 hours. But again, I think it just comes down to the knowledge about how your body works and what it needs to do to work most efficiently. And so, you know, if you're in that meeting for 4 hours, it's standing up and, you know, for 5 or 10 minutes and just doing some of your listening while you're standing and being tolerant of that too. Right. So when others are doing it, so it's more about knowledge than it is about anything else. And I think, you know, as we learn more about our bodies, we just have to make those right decisions.
Blake, good stuff, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Blake McDonald from World Health.